This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, I've been thinking about this a lot, and I've said in the past that if you look at gun control and the way the Democrats push it, they use about the same template for everything that they push. But I've never really had a label for that. I've never had a moniker for that, besides I use the same template over and over again. And in this past 2 years, as we have this little information operation going against us regarding COVID-19, apparently I'm not the only one looking at it. Better minds than mine have been looking at it. So, in the past few months, we have witnessed a confluence of events in which the grandest hopes and desires of the radical left and the installed occupant of the Oval Office have been stymied or faced outright defeat. And their desperation should be clear for all of you to see, summed up in their desire to govern against the will of the people, campaign against the people's majority concern, and inflict psychological and, in some cases, physical abuse against all who dissent from their governance and incompetence. So, in order to win anyway, the leftists are trying to create a false sense of panic across America today. So, here we are at the, the very underwhelming first-year anniversary of the current regime. It's sort of essential that we, the people, look at what they are doing on every issue, every story, and listen carefully to every word of their sustained propaganda campaign, because they are responsible for creating a mass formation psychosis and mob mentality. I wish I had come up with that term, mass formation psychosis. World-renowned psychiatrist Dr. Peter Breggin was the first to examine the psychological impact of the global response to the COVID on October 6, 2021. An article for American Greatness reported his view on how a cabal of billionaire elites is behind a global propaganda campaign to keep us all separated from one another, afraid, then docile, and finally obedient under their control. Now, Dr. Robert Malone, who was recently interviewed by Joe Rogan, and we'll discuss that later. He was one of the inventors of the mRNA vaccine. He's spoken out against the way in which the vaccines have been employed and distributed. And on Rogan's show, he discussed Ghent University, Belgium professor Dr. Matthias Desmet's hypothesis and studies of mass formation psychosis and government's responses to the global COVID pandemic. This resulted in his Twitter account being suspended while Google searches on the topic apparently crashed their search algorithms. This informative video from Dr. Malone succinctly summed up the mass formation theory. What are they revealing that results in social media instantly censoring them? Well, we can use their analysis and connect the dots. Their knowledge of human psychology and their analysis of how mass formation psychosis is being employed are spot on. Once we understand these basic concepts ourselves, it's not hard to identify and comprehend how the Democratic Party majority in our federal government and each Democrat majority-run state share a strategic vision and are using the same tactics in their attempts to divide, manipulate, and control us, not just with COVID, but in everything. First, they scared the pants off everyone with their faulty, unrealistic models predicting millions of deaths in the United States alone. And as the pandemic progressed, the loss of lives and livelihoods and the ancillary damage to our citizens and our nation's well-being created some intense anxiety that has compounded the loss of a collective belief in what connects us and makes sense in the world. Our fear opens an avenue for the leftists to exert control. The medical establishments and the media's relentless fear-mongering have further heightened our sense of doom as total case numbers are reported without any sort of meaningful context. They have insisted upon our complete reliance upon an ineffective vaccine. And as vaccine, you know, as vaccine-resistant variants arise, they have pivoted to further isolate us from one another by blaming the unvaccinated. And alarmingly, we have forsaken individual liberty and international legal precedent for the false security of getting jabbed. And consequently, our sharply focused attention is on who they say are the villains instead of their failure to employ a variety of simple and effective preventatives and therapies that, if used, would have saved hundreds of thousands of lives. And more than any other issue, the pandemic is the global elite springboard to implementing a totalitarian vision of their power and their prevailing misery to keep us in our place and under their rule. And they do this with everything. Right now, you see a sharp rise in crime. Everybody's saying, crime's on the rise. People are killing people all over the place. This is for you to also forsake more freedoms. And, give in to gun control. Blame the gun, not the criminal. Or climate change. Can anybody say definitively what the ideal global average temperature is, or should be? Can anybody explain why the most intelligent former president in human history, Barack Obama, made the tragic mistake of buying waterfront property on an island if truly there is an existential threat from rising sea levels? Leftists can't answer those questions. So my question is, why then must we accept the premise that we face a climate emergency, let alone that it is man-caused? Every time we have one of these things pop up, it's inevitably in 10 or 12 years. And then 10 or 12 years pass, the planet does not turn into a burning ball of fire, you know. So what's happening is the climate change purveyors ignore actual science and ignore the data that does not fit their premise and desired outcome, reporting only the modeling that will support the conclusions that they want. So one thing you should learn, have learned by now, is that you should always beware the existential threat and apocalyptic language that terrify us into demanding a solution. Their desire is to enact a Green New Deal and deal a death blow to capitalism, personal freedom, and Americans' global economics. Their desire is to maintain all of this emergency stuff that we have going on right now due to COVID. Their desire is for you to willingly give up being armed. They have been assaulting you. And assaulting you. And if you're one of those, if you're Black America, in some cases, Jewish America, some of these constituents, they constantly try to court and bring into their tent, and you believed everything they've said, and you have found out, nothing's changed, and in fact, it's getting worse. Well, you should stop listening to them. You don't have to listen to me. Maybe you listen to your gut. But do not let the apocalyptic vision and the attempt to terrify you. You should never let go of your freedom because of that. Ever. Because this is a means to control you. This is a means to have you bend to their will. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I feel bad for the young people of America today. I was in Best Buy, and I was buying something, and I have the little Best Buy account where you earn points for buying things there. And While I'm there, I find out I have a $5 gift certificate. And I say, $5? Maybe I can go to the movies by myself. Which is a line from a movie called Trading Places with Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy. Hilarious movie, which could not be made today. Now, because when I was growing up, we did not have smartphones and internet and all social media and all this other nonsense. I used to watch old movies. So I was aware of things that happened when my parents were young. And I was aware of things that happened before my parents were around. Because of those things. Now, of course, not on any sort of factual basis. Plus, back when I was in school, in public school, I actually got a bit of an education. But when I say this in the Best Buy, when I say $5, I'm looking at the young lady, and she's a young black lady, and she's like, what's that from? I was like, it's from a movie called Trading Places with Eddie Murphy. And she goes, who's he? What, you know, the stuff that I'm very familiar with from my past, it's almost like today's youth are like the replicants from Blade Runner. They only have a conscious memory of what's happened within their moment of awareness, which is very sad for them. So let's segue, shall we? Let's look at something that there's more to it than there's meets the eye. Then we this is a bunch of virtue signaling, but everybody's aware of the Joe Rogan, Neil Young, whatever it is. Neil Young, of course, is he's a 70-something year old rocker. He's made a lot of good music. Some of it not as good as some people might think, in my opinion. He is the one that sang "Rockin' in the Free World." And then there's Joe Rogan, the guy that went to Spotify for $100 million. He took his podcast, which is actually a video podcast, which should make it a vodcast, right? Anyway, he took that to Spotify for $100 million from YouTube. And, you know, he's like the star. And Spotify is moving to a podcasting platform because they can actually monetize those easier than they can music. So, within the world of streaming, things move really fast. And Neil took exception to the fact that Joe Rogan interviewed Dr. Robert Malone, who is, you know, an expert in the field, and especially in the when it comes to the vaccines that's out there. He's the one that created the whole spectrum of them. So, Neil Young decided to rise up and deliver an ultimatum to the streaming music platform Spotify over their willingness to allow Joe Rogan a platform, and then Spotify responded by basically pointing the Dino Rocker towards the unlocked exit door. Mr. Young was not exactly occupying a, you know, when I was a kid, we went to the record store and we bought the 45 RPM record of our favorite song to listen to. We couldn't just get an app on our phone and listen to it without having something physical there to play it. But while we've been sitting there going, wow, Neil Young really took a stand there, even though nobody knows who he is, that's not exactly the point. His gripe revolved around the controversy surrounding Rogan's podcasts. And in his letter, he stated his desire for Spotify to drop the podcast king. He said, Spotify has very recently become a very damaging force via its public misinformation and lies about COVID. Now, and he cites the ridiculed letter where 270 doctors took exception to Rogan. And then he begins to be condescending to his own fans. He stated that most of Spotify's listeners are 24 years old and that they are impressionable and easy to swing to the wrong side of the truth, which he's given away the whole game for the Democrats. But that's just the wrong approach on many levels. The first being, I am dubious about how large the Neil Young fan base is at that age. But 24 is hardly the age of unvarnished and completely naive, unworldly youth. Neil Young himself had an explosive career by that point in his own life. When he was that age, he had already cut numerous albums with Buffalo Springfield, Crazy Horse, and joined Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. He appeared at Woodstock, and he penned the classic anti-war anthem, Ohio. For him to denigrate the audience in this fashion was just an insult, but he seems incapable of rationalizing this, as well as the fact that he has now become the polar opposite of what he has long represented. Because, like I said, this is the guy that wrote Rockin' in the Free World, but he's working to kill off someone's free expression. And why? Well, because he's decided to lobby to support the narrative of the government and the media complex. And this is not the rock and roll spirit taking up sides with the man. There's some other details that unravel this issue. We've already seen that he's not delivering his threat from the standpoint of strength. Spotify placed their priority on podcasts some years ago, and they brought Rogan over to its platform, and they've shelled out $100 million. He pulls in 10 million listeners to his broadcast. Neil Young is not delivering content the platform needs, and so they reacted swiftly to his ultimatum as they had a meeting to get to right away. And this is, he's very much peacocking in his outrage. Nothing more. He's not receiving much, if anything, in the way of royalties from Spotify. Most of the streaming rights for music were struck with the labels who received the royalties. And you see this in his own words. I was reminded by my own legal forces that contractually I do not have control of the music to do that. And then he thanks his record label for supporting him in the decision. And this is because they're sure to absorb more of a financial hit than Young. He's also posturing here because not only did he not have, he had very little skin in the game, but he's already cashed out, in fact. He sold off a 50% of stake in the rights to his music catalog to right around $150 million. So whatever pittance of royalties he might have received through the Spotify record label, music rights filter was unlikely to be ever felt by him. All of which makes this supposedly noble stance by the septuagenarian rebel completely impotent. He drew press attention for following the media script. He placed nothing at real risk in the way. And Spotify answered with a shrug. On Twitter, such an edgy, rebellious rocker. Just call him Neil Young. K-N-E-E-L Young. The only people possibly impressed by this display are those who are obediently hanging on every word delivered by the government, just like Neil Young. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The now collapsed bridge in Pennsylvania had been given an overall condition rating of poor. That's according to the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. The bridge had been built back in 1970, and during its last inspection in September, both its deck condition and superstructure condition were rated poor. According to the American Road and Transportation Builders Association, Pennsylvania ranks number 5 in the United States for its percentage of structurally deficient bridges. Much of the East Coast under a state of emergency for a fierce winter storm. Blizzard warnings issued from Maine to Washington, D.C., New York City could see up to a foot of snow. Nearly 4,000 flights scheduled for within, into, or out of the United States on Saturday have already been canceled. This is USA Radio News. Inflation is continuing to affect your pocketbook.
Inflation continues to rise. The Commerce Department reported Friday consumer prices rose 5.8% in December compared to 1 year earlier. The government is blaming supply chain disruptions, product shortages, and a tight labor market. It should be noted the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, the one the Federal Reserve watches closely, does not include food and energy prices. It rose to 5.7% in November. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania court is striking down the state's mail voting law, saying voters must amend the Constitution to make it legal. A judge ruled voters must approve an amendment to be part of Pennsylvania's Constitution to make the law official. The judge said mail-in voting has been used 4 times in the state's history, and an amendment was likely to be approved if put before voters. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. One of the big selling points for sticking our nose into a border incursion half a world away, while studiously ignoring the bigger border incursion right here at home to our southern border, is that we need to show the world's bullies and punks that we are not a pushover. The people busy selling this line to you are the same people who presided over Iraq and Afghanistan. The places where our failed elite's performance created said need to show the world's bullies and punks that America is no pushover. And think really hard about what foreign policy success our foreign policy elite can mark in the win column during the last couple of decades or so. Then ask yourself if you really believe Ukraine is the first one that are going to get that they're going to get right since before Bill Clinton humidored it up in the Oval Office. And the fact is, if we were to do this, if we were to go into this arena, into the field there, into the battlefield there, the fact is that our weakness will be on full display to the world should we stumble into this conflict. Putin will achieve his kinetic operational objective because we can't stop him. And we will hand him the opportunity to achieve his information operational objective as well, by once again getting ourselves humiliated by our enemy. Now, of course, the ruling caste will deny that we've lost. Jen Psaki, or Ginger Goebbels, as I call her, with her carrot-colored Baghdad Bob, will come out and announce that our failure in Ukraine is actually a tremendous victory for some reason. Just like they explained that we should be super proud of the Afghanistan retreat because it was the largest abject aerial rout in human history. Now, you don't have to believe me. I wouldn't believe me. Instead, do something all the Beltway brigadiers have neglected to do and pull out a map. Ukraine's entire northern and eastern border is Belarus, which is a Putin pal, and Russia. Its capital, Kiev, and I still spell it K-I-E-V, not the newfangled way, is right there just south of the border with Belarus. That's where Putin could head on multiple axes and try to install a puppet government. There are other big towns near it, too. A lightning attack on those critical nodes is not going to be stopped by our forces backing up the Ukrainians before Putin reaches his objectives. He's not going to want to push much further either. Why would he? He has the capital. And it would be stupid to get his forces strung out trying to hold the endless Ukrainian hinterlands. We used to send people to train there. Not when I was in the service, of course. The wall was still up. So USSR was still a thing back then. But we have sent people to train there. It's good guerrilla country, and the people are stubborn and tough. And when I say guerrilla, I mean like it's in guerrilla warfare. Ukrainian guerrillas fought Stalin until the mid-50s, so Putin is not going to want to get bogged down in the interior's forests and swamps or in its wide-open spaces. And what forces would we use to fight them? Our presence in Western Europe has diminished. I mean, the post where I was at, I mean, the whole unit that I was at, 1st Armored Division, that's gone. That no longer exists. The post was decommissioned in 2014. We're going to send in the 82nd to deal with the Russian armor divisions. When you send in people against armor, they get a new designation. They're called speed bumps. We would need some heavy metal in there. During the time when I was in the service, we had a 500,000 troops there. Today it's about 75,000. And the forces matter. I was in 7th Corps, 1st AD, and it was an armored force of several divisions designed along with 5th Corps to stop a Warsaw Pact invasion of the West. We had the M1 Abrams. We were the first to get the Bradley. We were the first to get the Blackhawks. We were the first to get everything. And we were always, we were on a hair trigger to react. When we went into Iraq 31 years ago, we annihilated a Russian-armed, Russian-trained army in about 4 days. And the two U.S. corps didn't matter, didn't count the multiple NATO corps that we had during the Cold War. And all that's gone. At one time, the Bundeswehr, the army of West Germany, or Germany now, had a powerful military instead of a glorified camo mime troop. And where's NATO? Well, they're busy not caring. What about air power? I guess they could fly from Romania and Poland, but who would be there? Who would both be thrilled to invite missile attacks on their soil? But there's no off-limits to Putin. And I'm sure the new Air Force policy allowing the use of pronouns and the signature blocks of official documents will be a real asset in combating a world-class integrated air defense system. So we've got bad geography and scant forces, but we have the advantage of our great leadership at the general level that has brought us victory in Iraq and Afghanistan, and that has presided over our glorious woke new military. Now free of internal threats like insurrectionists and dirty unvaxxed troopers, our military is totally ready to take on a deadly serious conventional peer competitor on its home turf. Maybe we could soften them up with some synchronized TikTok dance videos. Now, we may have some secret squirrel stuff we can use and some tactics, techniques, and procedures to employ to give ourselves an edge, but after all, there's still remnants of a serious military still lurking within that woke joke that our failed leaders have built. And you can be sure the Chinese will be right there watching, taking notes, learning about how we fight. Basically, our operations would be one giant spoiler, giving away the whole show ahead of Operation Adios Taiwan. And if that sounds grim, if it seems like we might have trouble achieving our objectives, one of the biggest reasons is that it's not clear what our objectives would even be. Since none of the usual hawks can be bothered to articulate a vital American interest involved in defending Ukraine's borders, that makes it hard to come up with objectives for the military. So stop Putin is not really a military objective. It's more like a goal in the ether. And what would victory look like? Putin held off to the outskirts of Kiev? Putin tossed back over the Belarus and Russian borders? What's our end goal in this? Or are we not trying to articulate that either? Maybe we can just sort of exist in a tense status quo over some sort of demilitarized zone for 7 decades or so. Doesn't that sound familiar to you? And all of these questions deserve answers. But don't look for any, because none of the answers are good. And bad answers would slow the rush to war, so we can't have them come out. So instead, the establishment is going back to the classics. And if you ask what America's vital interest is, you love Putin. If you ask where our military objectives would be, much less how we can rev up the combat power way over there to attain them, you love Putin. But it's always a delight to be a vet of the Cold War, being who's told he digs the Russians by a bunch of D.C. saps, whose experience with the bear is trying a Moscow mule once, deciding it was icky and asking for the white wine spritzer instead. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
One more time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. In New York, this recent killing of police officers has brought attention to something that is, they're making out like this is a big deal. Sort of like with the bump stock after Las Vegas. Criminals that use semi-automatic weapons don't really care about the kind of magazine that's in it. That's because most bad guys don't need a million rounds. They can hold you up with an empty weapon and they can kill with just a few rounds. But because of the information operation that is gun control, a lot of people spend some time freaking out about the magazines the criminals use. So let's go look at the murder of an NYPD officer last week, which I think has actually turned out to be a double murder now. And it seems the magazine got some attention because they were using one of these magazines that, like, it's like a mini drum on either side of it and it slides into the bottom of a Glock. Which, to me, sort of defeats the whole purpose of using a Glock in the first place. Because the reason you would use a Glock, or any handgun for that matter, is because it is small and portable and easily hidden. They were having a lot of fun with this magazine, and a lot of fun with a lot of misinformation about the magazine. Like, they said this might be something you would find in war-torn Afghanistan. I think the one, I think the magazine that was being used in this actually gives the Glock a 50-round capacity, which is, and I say that in a dubious manner because I don't know, I see a lot of problems with the springs in these things. I mean, magazines are fairly simple, straightforward designs. They're straight lines and everything. No turning, no curves, except you have to have curves with this kind of magazine. Now, New York prohibits the use of magazines holding more than 10 rounds unless you're active law enforcement. And this is according to state law and an online site that will sell these magazines to you for $89.95. And I can tell you right now, that tells me right now they're no good. Now, this, of course, is Glock Store. I know Lenny. I like Lenny. And he sells things like this. He sells a lot of really serious equipment, and he sells some of these things, too. Ex-NYPD cop and private eye Bo Deedle, who got a little bit of notoriety by being on Don Imus's show from time to time, he likened the ammo magazine to something our troops saw in Afghanistan. The only problem with that is this. There are higher capacity magazines like a 33 rounder for a Glock that are just a stick. They refer to as a happy stick. They work much better than these things. Nobody carries these things. This magazine is not issued by any military on the planet. One place you're unlikely to find this magazine is any war-torn area like Afghanistan, because when you're using a weapon in combat, one thing you're looking for is reliability. And here we have what experts like Deedle are telling the media. This solves the question as to why reporters sound like complete idiots when they talk about guns. But meanwhile, there's not enough attention being paid to the fact that the New York Magazine capacity restriction meant precisely nothing to the alleged killer. This magazine is illegal in the state, and yet here we are talking about it because of a murder in New York City, the most gun-controlled city in the nation. And the truth about stuff like this, and the bump stock, and a few other pieces you can get to go on your gun, it doesn't make it any more unsafe to handle, but you're starting to mess with the fringes of practicality there. A magazine like this is a novelty. It's something a handful of people have because it amuses them, but it is rarely used in crime. This guy may have seen, Skyfall. In Skyfall, one of the villains uses a magazine like this. And that's because these things are big and bulky. And if you're trying to hide a gun, this isn't exactly what you might term helpful to do that. Bo Deedle, who is not a firearms expert, as far as what I've ever seen come out of his face, he was in Goodfellas. He's the guy taunting Ray Liotta when he gets busted in Goodfellas. But I don't think he's a gun expert. I don't think he's a firearms expert, although he gets credited to be that because he was a cop. And this leads to the question, why would anybody actually make this claim? Well, there's two reasons that I can think of. One is that they're too stupid to know any better. But since everyone has seen footage from Afghanistan over the last 20 years, I find that difficult. The other is that someone wants to get some publicity, so they say stupid stuff like this, knowing the media will jump all over it. And I can forgive stupidity, but making up junk is something I can't. Let's segue to San Jose. I like the old music. San Jose passed a law on the 25th where you now have to have a sin tax and liability insurance to own a gun in San Jose. The reason they know who to go after is California, of course, has a registry, so That's one reason they like registries, is because when they decide to actually pull triggers like this, they actually know who to go after. So once again, the populace of San Jose has been divided. There's the gun owners and the ones who don't have to pay a sin tax and have liability insurance. So a lot of people are praising the move. Of course, they're all leftists. But there's a lot of problems with it, and a ton of them. And they already have, this was passed on the 25th, and as you're listening to this today, it's the 29th or the 30th, and there's already a lawsuit regarding the new law. A gun rights group and a gun owner filed a lawsuit against the California city for a newly passed ordinance requiring citizens to obtain firearm liability insurance and pay an annual fee. And this is the National Association for Gun Rights, and gun owner Mark Sykes sued San Jose in federal court Tuesday after believed to be the first measure of its kind in the United States. And Sykes is from San Jose. Harmeet Dillon, a attorney representing the plaintiff said Wednesday this law is unconstitutional. The law compels people to purchase insurance that doesn't necessarily exist, and that demonstrates that this law is not a good faith attempt to do anything other than ban or burden the lawful possession of guns. And Mr. Dillon is absolutely correct. There is no such insurance available for private citizens to buy. There's one company that may sell something like it, but I haven't done the details to look into it, and the person I asked about it, let's just say I haven't looked into the details of it. So, as such, it's impossible to comply with the law. And there's no reason to believe that San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo is ignorant of this fact. When he was being questioned about this, it was pointed out to him that, you know, this might not exist. And what would they do if there weren't any? And, of course, nobody ever came back with that point. So at this point, I'm starting to think they don't like gun owners, I guess. I guess if you're a gun owner in San Jose, you're just going to have to cry yourself to sleep. But lots of people reached out to them, and this is not over with at all. How is this any different from a poll tax? You're requiring the purchase of something in order to exercise a right protected in the Constitution law. Georgia's first voter ID law was tossed not because an ID requirement was wrong, but because people had to pay for a picture ID. It was determined this amounted to a poll tax despite the ridiculously modest sum it cost. Taking that into account, it seems impossible that it not be considered similarly. But this really only matters if the required liability insurance even exists. If it doesn't, nor, you know, at this moment, I don't know how likely it is to exist. And what Liccardo and company want to do is require insurance that covers intentional actions by either the lawful or owner or some third party using the gun without consent. And that's not how insurance works. So, nobody's falling for that one either. We'll be right next week. Keep your eyes open. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.